Blog Talk Radio.
That man in the mirror staring back at me ain't the man I used to see. I've been walking the line a long time, need a change. Breaking my back, working double shifts. The weight of the world's getting hard to lift. I'm starting to think I need to break a link in this chain. Something's got to give. This ain't no way to live. Put me on a highway, the interstate, a dirt road to any place. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies in my old truck. Tune the world out, turn the radio up, sing along my freedom song. Hey, I got a good woman and she understands. Every now and then her old man needs some downtime to clear his mind and unplug. This time tomorrow you won't see my face. There'll be one less rat running in this race. I'll be soothing my soul with a fishing pole. That's what I love. Put me on a highway, interstate, a dirt road to any place. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies in my old truck. Tune the world out, turn the radio up. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down the blue skies in my old truck. Tune the world out, turn the radio up, sing along, sing along, yeah, sing along to my freedom song, yeah.
my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond desert, and all around me her voice was singing, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me those golden valleys, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As the sun was shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was saying, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream.
Hi all, and welcome back to Drake's Vital Sunday Update here on Cosmic Voice. My name is Thomas Williams, and we hope you enjoy the show this afternoon. And with that, I'm going to introduce Drake. Hi, Drake.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. You?
Well, I'm looking at a variety of things, and I'm kind of hoping people are picking up and maybe paying attention and listening to the show. I'm hoping that people are understanding the difference between BS, and I'll give you a good example of that. The world's come to an end how many times since let's say over the last 6 months, I mean, since January. I mean, you know, you want fear porn, there's a lot out there. If you want entertainment and you want to get into the mind behind those people who don't really feel a whole lot when they pull the trigger, I recommend the movie Faster. It's about revenge of a guy who didn't like the fact that some people arbitrarily killed his brother, and he does his dime worth of time and gets out and goes after him. A lot of people feel that way right now. They just love to stick something where the sun don't shine in certain arrearages in politics right now. And we'll get to somebody telling them what to do here in a minute. But the movie Faster offers killing and killing combat style. This is no remorse, no hesitation. You pull the trigger however quickly it takes to solve that problem. In other words, you pick the target, pop the target, target goes down, next target. Don't hesitate. You don't break stride. You just keep on going. Very similar to the combat that people, and there's a lot of them out there, have experienced either in present wars or past ones. My experiences were Vietnam. And no, I'm still here. I didn't hesitate. The average person, and this is something you have to understand, when you raise an army, usually you get a lot of average people. And I'm saying people that are, you know, your average everyday somebody you might meet on the street and know from the corner or a local store or something. These people are not calloused to their own emotions. They don't know how to flip that switch and turn it off and become a cold-blooded killer. Whereas somebody who is combat experienced and has been involved in such situations knows about. Sometimes they don't know about the exactness of flipping the switch, but they've done it. Why? They're still here. That's how you know. You get into a firefight, you got death whizzing around you. Things change. Am I supposed to survive this? Am I going to let somebody else take me out so that I become nothing more than a number and a pile of statistics? 48,000 dead in Vietnam. Yeah. How many were POWs? They refused to answer that question. And I do mean refuse. Why? Because a lot of them are still there. Some of them I know. But the only problem with all this, most people with conscience, most people with feelings, most people with a sense of humanity don't forget. I'm kind of haunted by each of the faces of those people I have removed from this planet. Some people will say, oh, that's PTSD. Some people say, oh, that's conscience. Some people say it's something of biblical proportions, thou shalt not kill. And because you have, you now get to answer for your crimes, supposedly. Well, that's all well and good, but the faces are still there. They don't go away and never will as long as you live. You're stuck with it. There's a post on my website that's called PTSD. It gives you the tools to get things under control. You may have to have help getting scraped off the ceiling if you're really squirrely, but once you get these tools and you start using them, they work. Why? Goes back to the old Manchurian Candidate style of mind control, only this time, instead of somebody else telling you you're going to be Mr. Super Soldier or some kind of weird freak with a key, you know, Queen of Diamonds, code word, lots of different ways. Instead of that, this time, you individually are in charge. You get to tell the savage renegade playing games with your mind to go screw off. And it works. So let's look at a couple of things. And I mentioned these on the last show. Syria, the stepping stone to World War III. And this would be a nuclear war. You talk about devastation. It don't get much nastier than that. But the question is, who has and is supplying the rebels? Yeah, they're taking arms, they're taking positions. And we used to have a little simple survival technique we used in combat where you put your weapon away and use theirs, use their ammunition right against them. That only goes so far, though, and yet the rebels don't seem to be short of supply much. So somebody's supplying them. I wonder who that might be. Then you got Egypt. And the question on that one is simple. Why did that plan have so many severe problems? And that gets into some really interesting things when you find out that some of the groups that are supposed terrorists have been supplied and or funded by our very own government. Not nice, but there it is, and it's fact. If you go looking, and there's some people out there who can look decently, if they give it a shot, you'll find it. Go look it up. I guarantee you, you're not going to like what you find. So then there's us. Are we the police force of the planet? That's a good question. And if so, who told us that? Who gives us our badge that swore us in? why is it that we're not garnering worldwide support? Well, do you think that it might be that our actions might not be what everybody is looking for, rather than having a no-win solution? We could have a win solution. Some political pundits in varying offices have opened their big mouths and stated certain things. Oh, this will mitigate that. We won't do this if you do this. And Boone steps up and says, all right, we'll see what we can do. And yet, he's a dirty dog. He's nasty. He's an enemy. He's the one that would like to see everybody gassed. Is that the fact? Does that man have that reputation? You might look into that, because that ain't the facts. that's not the, quote, truth. Now, you take this into a different area of thought, and you go, does it really matter? Really? Seriously? Does it matter? Who does it? Who accomplishes the goal? Does it really matter how world peace is accomplished? It does to some extent. You don't need a, quote, worldwide police state stomping on anything that says something adverse to whatever is being put out. But maybe those weapons might disappear. Maybe that might help. Then there's a little problem proving who. That's going to be difficult, but it may be able to be done. And when we find out who, then that individual, the person that gave the order, the person that made it available, and those involved do need to stand trial before the world. Yeah, I advocate that. And if they are found nasty, well, maybe you ought to feed the same things they threw at people in weapon form in their cereal. Maybe these people need to experience what it's like to eat poison ivy. Now, you want to think about something that's torturous, think about that. Think about a salad of poison oak, poison ivy, and a few other nice little things. Think about that sort of, you know, cruel and unusual, no more so than the ideology that these people are putting out. This is why the guy that decided that his belief system was more important than the lives of those fellow members of the United States military that he'd gone down in Texas. Give him the death sentence. Dude, that's a big screw-up. And I tell you why. That then makes him a martyr. That gives him the validation of his position and take and stance. I will suggest that you change that sentence, however it needs to be changed. Change it to life in prison. You know, for that man, nothing but pork steak the rest of his days. You want cruel and unusual? Nobody on this planet has the right to say specifically, unequivocally, and absolutely that you have to believe in a certain way. It's what the gods, as we call them, you got Allah, you got Yahuwah, you got all these, this group out there. I'm the only way. Well, okay. Show us. This is what I'm saying. It's a perfectly valid question. There's a biblical story of a certain person standing up to God and saying, even if there's one righteous person, you're going to destroy him anyway? No. Then he finally told him that, you know, hey, look, cool it. You're right, but you're also out of place because this place is nasty, and we're going to turn it into a whole bunch of salt. Well, I don't know how valid that story is, but it's a cool story in a lot of ways because of the principle involved in terms of what it states. Thou shalt, period. Well, which one of them gods is right? Which one is which one has been validated? Mm-hmm. You really gotta look at these things, and you have to do so in an intelligent manner. So how is it that the U.S. can do anything it wants or decides? Mike, it's an interesting question here because we've had 100 killer squads in just about every area or of concern of any sort, doing anything they wanted to in order to adjust things to fit our agenda? Now, hold on a minute. I think we, as a people here in the United States, got enough of a problem with agendas that don't suit freedom, that are adverse to our existence. So, you know, and I'm going to be posting something here. According to finance, we only have a few months left, if that. Then what? What would you do if everything shut down? Think about this, because it's coming. This is going to happen. It doesn't matter why. Doesn't particularly matter how. Look at the results. What happens if the bank shuts? What happens if the finance no longer works? What happens if the dollar goes to 2 cents, to its real value? Now, on last Sunday, I uttered a political attack ad being played out in reality. And people know what a political attack ad is. This guy's got dirty laundry. Look at the skid marks in his underwear. Uh-huh. Okay, well, Egypt, real-time death and destruction. Who's doing it? And what has the reaction been? Well, the government or military is clearing out the problems. Those who stand in the way of their constitution, their agreed upon legal documentation that formulates the basis for the country. Now, have you ever heard something along that line before? Right here in the good old U.S. of A.? We can't do that in the United States. You want to bet? It's not only underway, it's well underway. It's been going on for a long time. How many rights were taken away under the Homeland Security Act? You want to take that a step further? There's a little bitty island country south of us called Cuba. Now, I want you to consider this and look it up in the history books. It's there. The manner in which they took over that country. I'm talking about extremist socialist activities. This is more bloodthirsty and controlling than communism ever thought about being. Much more nasty, because there's a lot more thought police instead of just don't say that or we'll stomp on you. Different kind of take, where people take an idea and run with it, and they keep running it, and they keep running it, and they keep beating you over the head until you finally just say, "Wow, man, all right, okay, you're right, I'm wrong, I give up." Well, you're gonna have to have the patience that God give a rock. You're gonna have to really surround yourself with the ideal that freedom's real, and that this other horse hockey being put out isn't. All of a sudden, after a few years, Syria becomes extraordinarily important. Now, what happened during the other 2 years when all this horse hockey was going on? Is there some kind of a problem in that? Absolutely. And people look to this show you want intel, you want to know about this, you want to know about that. Well, there's some 15 groups playing games with Egypt, and Egypt has decided to use their capability to remove those groups. Change is one thing. Offer participation in the legislative processes were made more than once. They were refused. No, you either do what we tell you or forget it. Well, they said, "Oh no, we're not doing that." And the opposing group said, "Okay, well then we're going to continue our terrorist campaign." And these are not necessarily the absolute groups. These are not necessarily everybody. What you got here is a situation where certain, and I'm talking about radical, nasty, off the reservation people, who have access to supplying weapons and a few other things, have decided that in the name of the group they're associated with, they're going to put this X deal out, this whatever kind of disruption, whatever kind of nasty. We're going to portray your actions as evil. We're not going to show that the military is actually doing what they're supposed to do, which is defend the country against all comers, both foreign and domestic. Ah, you've heard that one before, I'm sure. Okay. We're at the point in our country where these things are going to become very, very obvious. You can have people step up and say, I'm in charge because I own everything. You got that going on in the state of Michigan right now. The creditors say that they own everything because they lent money. Well, there's some problems with that, and I have stipulated going back to original signator and things of this nature, being the original creditor of origin, not a financial institution. Ooh, you guys are stepping in it and don't even know it. All those people involved in that, they're going to jail. Why? Because they do not have the rights to the assets that they're looking to sell off. Greece, they're selling everything, including the park benches. Is that right? No. The basis for finance is a bit different, and some people understand that. Nocera gives you some insight into it. Some of the legal documents filed in that particular case, in that particular situation, stipulates exactly what I've been saying and was agreed to by the higher courts. Yet they had to hide that. Why'd they have to hide it? Because each individual can go right back after those people who think it's cool to charge them for the privilege. Don't work that way. Now, last week, I stipulated that several leadership had stipulated that certain people in the present administration were not to take any action, any adverse or obtuse actions, or they would be held accountable immediately. Now, I've talked about a plan of a sweep. Well, on our side, certain leaders have told, now, not asked, told this administration to cool it. Don't you do something stupid. Take the wrong action, and the U.S. military will come after all of you. That's not a challenge. That's not a dare. This is a reality. How do they know it's real? Well, because they have been shown documentation that proves the reality of it. They have been shown and told by people who do have the capability of implementing such power. Don't do that. That'd be a big no-no. Challenge somebody to walk a fence rail and then knock them off of it. Well, they've been told not to even get on the fence. The intelligence goes further than that in some ways. It looks like fear porn. And I don't particularly like that type of presentation, but shortly after this show, I'm going to send a link to a video. It's only 17 minutes. And it tells you that the financial world, known as the USA and things involved in that, are about to come to an end. I have already stipulated that. And you're looking at October, November area in terms of things finally running out. I'm hoping that the actions that can be taken by principals involved in what I'm attempting to try to do come up with their results much sooner than that. It would be better if it was more organized and controlled than not. Well, what does that mean? Well, I've told people to take their money out of the bank. I told people to get away from paper of any kind in terms of an investment simply because how much is the paper worth? Think about it. It might be fancy Dan, But, you know, that certificate of stock, especially if you don't hold it, whoops, might not have any more value than toilet paper. Now, I want everybody to really understand that the markets are severely manipulated. If you don't get that by now, it's real simple to look at. There is no business basis for the advancement of the stocks. These people are doing a little less business now than they have in the past. All of them. Yeah, you consider this and you think about it. You want to take that a step further? The manner in which they propped up their bottom line, puffed up their earnings, and started looking good was to get rid of people. Why? People are your greatest investment and your greatest expense. Uh-huh. So if you downsize, consolidate, merge. Yeah, mergers is another little sidestep to financial responsibility. If you do all these things, then you make your bottom line go up. You make your profitability look better. Your multiple of earnings increases. And as I've stipulated, you got serious problems with that multiple stuff. You got a $5 stock that's running $21, $22 a share. If it's a multiple, take that multiple and divide it down. Get it down to its realistic value. That is the true, and I'm saying true, value of what you're dealing with. That includes the dollar. That includes all currencies. Look at the gold market. Look at the precious metals market. Why did those things fluctuate so widely? Well, it's very simple. There's a lot of people that want gold right now as a basis for asset credit, meaning that they would like to be able to back their currency, their financial interests, their economy, with something of what we consider specific value. So they order 2,000 tons or 200 tons or whatever it might be, and it has a delivery date. Simple contract, nothing fancy about it. Only problem is that none of these suppliers, I mean none of them, have the assets necessary to fulfill the contractual order. Oops. So when the contract starts coming due or shortly before, the entity that would normally offer that commodity, be it gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, whatever it might be, can't deliver, then, oh, well, sir, we do not have the assets necessary to supply your order. Would you like that in cash? And they go, that's better than nothing. Bingo. There's a problem with that. What happens is that the wants and needs get screwed up. You want something because of a sale. You want something because you need it at a certain time or whatever. That's the wants. The needs mean that there is a contract that says you'll deliver by such and such date. And when you can't do that, you go, hey, man, we've got a manufacturing problem with that widget you were trying to buy. The gold mines are shutting down because of the price of the metal itself. We're not real sure exactly what the long-term effect is going to be, but seeing as how you're a good customer, would you like that in cash? Yeah, well, that solves some of the problem with it. Here's the other problem. That contract is then a specified delivery. In other words, they specify however many pounds, tons, or whatever to be delivered on a certain date. When that contract cannot be fulfilled for whatever reason, it can be that the gold mine shut. It could be that the that they honored another contract before they got to this one. And now what do you do when you don't have the asset to cover the contract? So that contract, in other words, a delivery of a certain specified amount, goes back into the pile. And that pile is COMEX. COMEX can't handle it.
They've been trying. They can't come close. None of the gold producers can handle it. And yet there's a few private concerns within countries that are doing very well. They're doing very well in a very specific way. They're providing, might not be quite what they would like. In other words, they'd like to see, you know, 1,000, 2,000 tons a year or whatever the case may be. Let's look at this realistically. You got a few of these countries supplying the assets to back their currencies and their economies, and you got all these others that are going, we can't quite get over the hump. We cannot go out on the open market and purchase because these guys that are producing ain't selling. They're keeping it. Now, what does that do to everybody that does not have the asset package? It starts the hourglass effect. And what you do is you look at an hourglass as the supply that's falling through the little funnel into the bottom. Let's remove the bottom part. If you want that hourglass to keep running, you got to put new sand in the top. Nothing, you know, it ain't difficult. It's real simple. When you have a consumer-based financial system, which is primarily and largely what we have, then you have a very serious problem if you do not have new monies coming in. If you look at the statistics, hard purchases of long-term items. Now, this is something that lasts 2 to 3 years or longer. That's a car. That's many of your appliances are that way. Machinery of different types. It bumped up a little bit. Why? People got a little bit of hope and went to their head and they didn't listen and they went ahead and purchased. Now, all of a sudden, you got a real serious problem in terms of getting your money back out of a product. You invest in real estate, it takes a while to get your money back out. Same thing is true of other hard assets, as they are noted. So if you're not going to get your money back out, even those who do have the capacity and capability of investing in that ain't going to do it. Well, let's take the old car down to the shop, fix everything that's wrong with it, find out, get an estimate, see how much that costs. Well, think about that. 9 times out of 10, the old car can be fixed, repaired, and made pretty nice for a whole lot less than a new one. I mean, think about $20,000 that you replaced everything on the car, just on that basis. And that basically is what people are doing. The old saying, don't move, improve. Remodel some of this stuff. Make the bathroom a little larger. Fix this bedroom over here. Take care of that old plumbing so that it's nice. Cost a lot less than a new house. And then you got the profiteers. And all of a sudden, the prices went up on everything. Well, what does that do to the people that were on the edge to begin with? That means they're absolutely, for sure, not buying. Without an economic basis of jobs, people working and producing and going along with the program of having a job and a place to live and all this other stuff, without that basis, you don't have a basis for people to consume. The consumerism or ideology of turnover. Well, it's turned over and nobody's home. People are not going to places where they normally went to purchase things simply because they don't got the money. They would rather be assured that they have a few bucks to eat on than spend part of that few bucks towards a new washer, dryer, refrigerator, house, car. So there is no, and I mean this quite clearly, no basis for the rise in the stock market. It's all BS. How is it BS? Well, you've heard of credit default swaps, stuff that don't exist, nobody understands and cannot define. Well, the markets are similar in many ways where you have large blocks of stock that's traded for the specific purpose of generating activity. That's it. You take a look at that in a realistic manner, and you'll find that the basis for our finance ain't there. People are not actively buying stuff, and I mean stuff in general. And it can be down all the way down to a toaster. They're not even buying toasters. Why? As I said, they're looking at their survival, and they look at the toaster, and they say, "Well, we can do with the one that does one slice at a time until some things clear up." Problem is, they've been doing this since 2008, 5 years, give or take. And it started suddenly, and all of a sudden the housing market went to the toilet. All of a sudden, followed closely by the automotive industry, all of it. And this is interesting. All of it based on financial institutions. You know, then turkeys that too big to fail and got bailed out. Now, financial industries include insurance, AIG. Don't forget, it's too big to fail. Can't let that go. There'd be too many people out of work suddenly. Well, which would somebody rather have? Driving down the road, you got a choice. Drive off the edge in the Gaga land. You've seen some of the flood stuff from Colorado where people are upside down and hoping they don't drown. That kind of driving off the edge. Or would you rather have a large, and I mean a large, bump in the road? I'll give you the choice. I guarantee you pick the large bump in the road. We avoided the large bump in the road. Too big to fail. The banks are still operable because they told the administration that they own it. And if we did not comply, they were going to foreclose. Well, I hate to inform some people, but that cannot be a representative situation. Oops. That means that our representatives have to abide by the will of the people. I remember it started out, there was about 40% against going into Syria. Then all of a sudden it jumped to about 50-something. Then it jumped to 60-something. It's up. It went up to 70. Now it's up to 80-something. And the world has joined in by the same percentage numbers. Ooh, no. Uh-uh. You don't go bombing somebody back into the Stone Age because they ain't acting right. That is not the way it's done. We get those weapons out of there, that's going to stop any further attacks. Okay, then we also continually investigate. And I mean investigate the hard way. You take operative combat agents. Yeah, uh-huh. These are the bad boys that have been in combat and also happen to be part of one of the alphabet agencies. And they go in and they talk to both sides. They find out who did what to do, where, when, the whole nine yards. If you can find relevant proof, so much the better. Some of the people involved need to be given immunity. Yeah, that's what I said. I know it don't sound nice, but we want their testimony. Yeah, that man told me. You get two or three of those in support where all the other person says is he's right, he's not kidding. Then you got something to work with. Was it the present administration? Was it the rebels? I don't think it was either one. I think it was a bunch of rogue operatives who are playing along with the agenda that's been put out in that area to make it look like you got bad guys that ain't there. That's my honest summation. That's my honest opinion of what's going on. It was stipulated only once. You notice that all disappeared real quick? A rogue set of supposed militia types did it. I would suggest that's probably pretty accurate. I would suggest that's probably more truthful than anything else you've heard. Yeah, I don't like stipulating that, but who were those rogue agents? What alphabet agencies did they belong to or affiliate with? And they must have had people that could operate the missile systems. or and or delivery, whatever that might have been. It could have been bombing. Could have been a lot of different ways. There's quite a few ways to do these things. But who was it? That's what we want to know. And can we stand some of this now and in the process? Absolutely. What is it the people want? Nobody's bothered to ask the refugees and the people that are getting shot at when they don't even have a gun. You know, all those people caught in that crossfire between the rebels and the government. What's the government want? Compliance? Absolute control? Do they? Or do we want to have this acted upon in a realistic manner? What's the problem? Why is it there? Who started it? Well, there is a bunch of stories along that line of finger pointing in both directions. The rebels decided to attack, so we decided to respond. The government decided to attack, so we decided to respond. You've heard that running around, Rosie. You're getting some of that from the administration presently. We got to do something. Well, no, we don't got to. No, there is no mandate. And I want to make this perfectly clear that if the president acts out of turn, he's been told that the military will come down on him and those responsible hard. They're not playing anymore. They have said no. You don't understand no? Go look it up. These things are not something that can be easily dismissed or played with. This is the highest level of seriousness that it gets. You do not have wiggle room. And I understand this edict was not put out in ice. It's a rarity to see flagship level officers get, and I'll use a nasty swear word, shitty about something. And I mean enough. I have experienced a little bit of this when I broke into command frequencies in Vietnam. They did not like that at all, especially when they found out I was talking to Hanoi Hannah and calling her a witch. Hey, bring it on down. Bring all your little shorty people down here and we'll just kick your butt and see how you like that. We had a nice little challenging thing. Then they tried to tell me they were going to zero in on my position. By cross-coordinating the radio signal and shoot artillery at us. And the only problem with that is we're well out of range, and we just happen to be on a hill, and I just happened to be playing with the PRC-25, you know, that nice, lovely kick-your-butt radio that some people got to run around with, normally known as radio telephone operators. Ooh, the RTO man, hey, he's a nice target. He's so wore out trying to pack that heavy mother around that he can't even shoot back. Let's pop his radio. Oh, it was lovely. Hanoi Hannah lost the discussion. She refused to send troops. I told her to come on with it. We'll show her what it's like in the bottom of a whorehouse. I know. I don't like, never have put up with the ideology that somebody, because of their beliefs, has the right to lord it over anyone else. No qualified, validated reason for that. Some of the things I put out here, you're well aware of, I know this, but have you really done the research? Have you really looked into whom? And have you really gone out and checked to see whether or not there's a video on it? I would imagine that most have not. Most do not agree with the idea of doing any of their own efforts, their own work, which is fine. I don't mind supplying some things. Just bear in mind that we have several basic things going on, some of which are about to come to culmination or a finalization or a finish. That finish is not going to be pretty. Look at Egypt, and there's some problems there. Some of those were not addressed correctly according to the plan that we have here. Now, I'm not saying that they made mistakes, but they did make a few. I'm not saying that any of the basis of what they did was flawed, because it's not. The idea is to bring a people to freedom in terms of making a concise, a capable and concise decision according to what they have in the way of information provided. The information that's going to be provided is not going to be the usual, and it's not going to be any kind of a spun scenario and presentation. It's going to be the facts of what we are, where we're at, what we need to do to finalize what we're trying to accomplish. Now, what we are going to do is go back to the here comes the yard crew right on schedule. Meat blowers. Love it. Need a little background noise here once in a while. What you have to understand is that we're going back, we're going to revert to the original documentation. Most of the stuff after the fact that have slight advantages built into them. This is laws. These are amendments and things that should never have been passed, that give certain small groups an advantage, are going to be swept away, erased. There are going to be some exceptions in terms of people who cannot provide for themselves, who are not able to function normally. People will find that even if the government was to fail, that self-funded programs, and I've stipulated this before, like Social Security, have enough funds in it that the people can protect in order to continue that for a short period until funding can be arranged. And yeah, it's in process. There are several principals and I who have discussed this at length, and we have decided that things like Social Security will continue. We believe that the military would like to restore its reputation, as they have stipulated to us they're tired of being the bad guys. There are a major group within these different groups, these alphabet agencies, as I refer to them, who do not like the idea that they are dope dealers or flesh peddlers or something other nasty. They want to clean that up, and we will provide whatever finance can provide in terms of resolution to those situations. We have offered to guarantee the military paychecks. I want you to understand that very clearly. The United States government is at a point where those military expenditures in terms of certificates and or paychecks are in jeopardy. That's how close we are. I told you it was close. A few months at the most, maybe. Hopefully, we will culminate and finish our activities before that happens. We don't like to offer surprises, but this is going to be a whoopity-doo surprise. And yet, nothing really extraordinary in terms of the surprise itself. You've been told. I've explained it, some of it in detail. And most people still question, well, where do you get off saying such and such? Well, good grief. Did you try looking it up at all? That's the question. The first thing that comes to my mind, especially if it's public knowledge, especially if it's something that has been published. I don't have to make stuff up. I get the most extraordinary, off the wall, over the top information all the time that you can imagine. You would not believe some of the fun and games that are attempted to have me put through this show. The reason for this show is freedom, period. It needs to offer insight, which it does. It needs to offer information, which it does. Now, people are going to say, well, we're out there by ourselves. No, A whole lot of people along there, along with you, in a position to actually put information together so that you know where to go to get the emergency rations in case your food supply is interrupted. Think about that. It's not difficult. It's not something that's obtuse or impossible to reach. These things are well within our grasp. These things have been planned for. They knew they, the people that have been writing the plan, knew that these things were going to come about. Just as I can tell you right now, I know what's going to come about. Most of it I can't talk about quite yet. You will find some of them on the next show, this I guarantee, because there are some things that will finalize and finish between now and then. The outing of the agenda of the Kabbalists, the bad guys, crooks, whatever you want to call them, in terms of the attack ad, the playing out of the real-time, real-life scenario where lives are lost and people are suffering, of the Egypt example, that's simply nothing more than showing everybody what will happen if we do take our action here. They're trying to say this is what is going to be the end result. To that I say, horse hockey, BS. Stick it where the sun don't shine. That ain't the way it's going to be. Most people, and from the feelings we get, and I got a lot of people out there listening in and talking to people and whatnot. These people have been telling me that most people would love to find a little bit of freedom. They would love to see a situation where justice was served. Oh, boy. There are a multitude, a huge number, an extraordinary population of people looking for that simple trigger. Then they're going to go, yahoo, here we are, what do you need done? We'd like to see this a little before this. However, if you can help find some info, send it to us, we'd be more than happy to look it over. I'll check with my people and we'll find out what the truth really is. But be it known, and you need to know this, that financial ruination, that collapse of the financial structure, our society, our economy, it's coming. The consumerism isn't there in terms of the new money, so therefore they're running out of assets to back what they're saying they're going to do or can do or programs they'd like to continue. And so you have to get your head around these facts. Oh, America can't go broke. Yes, it can. We depleted the last of the liquid assets on the bailout. That was it, ladies and gentlemen. That was it. Now we're running on the what's in the upper part of that hourglass, and it's slowly decreasing. No, it's real steady. It's not, big chunks and pieces. It's simply going through the hourglass, and it will come to a finish. Hourglass runs out of sand. Well, you got a choice. Turn it over. If you want to continue to count. What we're going to do is we're going to restart things in a very realistic fashion. These people out there who are the consummate experts say they know more than we do, and that none of what we say is valid. So we decided to kind of let things run to where the average person starts finding reports of the fact that these things not only are real, but they're happening. At that point, we're looking at two ways. We can either initiate what we've been talking about and or allow the thing to collapse and see what everybody thinks of that. The interesting part is very interesting. Food, water, shelter, having on hand enough cash to see you through your 2-week, give or take, period of adjustment where things are restructured. And that is a minimal. That's not an absolute. And then you have the secondary part. Is there going to be that knight in shining armor? No. You are the knight in shining armor. The opportunities will be presented in such a manner that they are realistic and can be acted upon immediately. In other words, for the first few days, you might get paid in a brand new treasury note, and that will be legal tender in the United States. Now, everybody, you know, get your head around this stuff. It's coming. Don't ignore it and say, it ain't nothing going to change. The beer's still cold. TV works and the game's on. Well, that's all well and good. I hope you enjoy the game. But the problem is that you are wasting valuable time in terms of not taking your own specific actions to get to where you need to be so that you and your family got food to eat and whatnot. You are going to be looking at, I wish I had bought a little gold or silver or something, because the dollar's decided to inflate in terms of, you know, a gallon of gas is $10. Mercy sakes, how are we going to survive this way? Well, figure on out of the ordinary prices of that nature, and then you understand how much you need to keep in order to get to work or whatever's going on at that point. Tom, we got some music?
Yes, we have. Drake, I'd just like you to reiterate, for the benefit of the people in the US who don't know, and more importantly for our listeners in Europe, that the issues in Syria and Libya are not really anything to do or caused by the US, the people, or its military. It's more to do with mercenaries, paid cabal mercenaries. As I get a lot of reports saying, oh, it's the US doing this again and the US is doing that again. It's not us. It's these paid cabal mercenaries. You know,
well,
and,
That is a part of these multiple groups that you'll find in each and every last one of these countries, not just Syria and Libya, but Iraq, Afghanistan, et cetera. You've got maybe 10, 15 different groups out there playing the cabal game. Now, to be very simple about it, Syria and Libya don't have anything to do with the United States. They are not a threat to our security. And I'm going to stipulate this real clearly. Have they fired a rocket in our direction? Have they put boots on soil in our area? Have they got tanks running up the street? No. I'll further state that we have put ourselves in somewhat of a vulnerable position by putting boats in the Mediterranean. And it's been stipulated. You attack us, that's an act of war. And they're right. You might not like the guy that's saying that, but he's right. And we do not have any cause for that. That would make us the, quote, terrorists of the planet. And this is not what we're about. This is not what all of this is about. And this is why I was very happy to see Putin step in and say, we'll put Russia in there and see whether or not we can't get those weapons out, so it cannot happen again. Okay? Then, as I said, you investigate. But there is no threat to our security. There is no threat to the world. Syria has not attacked any of its neighbors so far. So, you know, you have to have certain reason. You have to have certain evidence of things taking place that violates the peace treaties of the planet, where you do not play games with a sovereign country just because your guns are bigger and more multiple than theirs. And this is basically, we're playing the game of Trump and our military trumps most of the others. And yet now our military has said no. And they have said so emphatically. If these people do not want to be removed from office, don't do it. That's pretty strong. Think about that. As I said, none of our security, none of our safety has been compromised by what's going on in Syria and Lebanon. It is not up to us. So, yeah, that's about as clear as I can make it. Does that work?
Yes, thank you. Right, we've got a couple of songs. It'll be about 8 or 9 minutes, and we'll be back with the second hour.
I went out with your bad little phone.
Hi all, and welcome back to the second hour with Drake. Have you got anything else to add, Drake, or do you want to go straight into the questions?
Let's do the Q&A.
Okay. The Neil Keenan news is fairly obvious, and Fulford, Benjamin Fulford, has called to arms is obvious. Is this all going to plan? And I'm wondering if you're going to make a call to arms fairly soon.
Yes, on both accounts. Benjamin is keyed into some people. Neil and I work very closely together in terms of intent, purpose, and culmination of what the plans are in order to implement them in a way that causes the least amount of distress. And I mean that both physically and mentally and et cetera. It's going to be exciting more so than distressful. When you find that the normal things are not as such directly affected in the manner of the fear porn that's been put out, at that point, then we can start making really great forward progress. Until such time as the people, and I mean the people in general, take up arms. Now, that has a lot of different meanings. You, as the people, need to become aware of the things that have been stipulated specifically on this show, some of the intel that's been outed, some of the things that go on ideologically. When you become aware of these things and you can look at the news then and see right through what they're saying, then you got it. Okay? Being aware is 90% of taking the action. The action, in this case, will be started by a military activity in conjunction with other authority. Now, you have an inspector general who can act independently of what's stipulated by the crooks, Kabbalists, whatever you want to call them. And this action is going to be initiated at the same time that these sweeps, as I've stipulated, start taking place. And so what you will have is a combination of valid activity and valid activity with a legal basis. This is a big difference from what has been used in terms of the attack ad that I stipulated with the situation in Egypt. This is contrary to what these people would have you believe, that the world's going to come to an end if these actions are taken. On the contrary, there are unaligned nations, some 180 of them, who are prepared to offer any assistance necessary. The G20 has serious problems, most of them financial. They know that their structure is failing. They know that they are on a limited time frame, and they are desperate to keep their power and position. They're probably going to take some or attempt to take some nasty actions to keep that situation that they have now ongoing and to actually augment it. They would like to have a complete police state where they are in charge and say who lives, dies, or whatever. These things will not take place according to what they would like, but more according to what freedom dictates. Okay?
Yes. To add to that, Drake's been saying about the BRICS alliance for quite a duration. I hope people are watching this week when they announced setting up a new BRICS alliance bank. You'd be able to comment on that, Drake?
Say that last part again.
Will you be able to comment on the BRICS Alliance setting up that new banking system? Because basically that will bring down the G20 version.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, that, first of all, I would suggest that you drop the labelings. The labelings do not fit what's really going on as well as people would like to think that they do. You have to understand that the alliance is the unaligned nations. Unaligned nations, meaning all of those who have a combination of resource, irrespective as to what that combination might be, pulling together in such a manner that true freedom for the planet is a capable alternative to what's transpired before, where you have a few calling all the shots. This is one of the big differences. You will also find, and this is a combination of political and sociological expose, you'll also find that the individual nations involved have stepped outside, in terms of the banking as an example, stepped outside the normal course of actions, and with the implementation of that bank, they also are going to implement a transfer system that is not subject to the whim of the cabal. What this means is that even though nations have tried, and I'm talking high-level international finance, have tried to transfer funds, do this, do that, the system itself of transfer is under the Kabbalist control. Thus, they excluded these people from that particular capability. When they saw this, they said, okay, well, first we need a bank, then we need to start our own system. That's going to be the secondary part of this that these people are unprepared for. So look forward in the next few days to even better news on a financial basis. Okay.
Since it appears the Illuminati have failed miserably with initiating World War III with their Syria embarrassment, is this their last move they have left, or will we expect more moves in the future?
You're going to find some combinational things involved in that. Let's see here. The efforts will turn more toward a terrorist activity type of thing. You will find diseases that we thought were dead and gone. You'll find ancient diseases that are not well known. You'll find these in a variety of places that it's not possible to have them. These would be the desperation, the last gasp desperation maneuvers of the Kabbalists. Now, the interesting part is that there are counters to these, and even so, there may be some loss of life, and there may be some problems that they come up with that are difficult to get around. That does not mean that any of us who are doing the actual activities towards freedom will be impaired in what we're doing. It does not mean that we will not be successful in countering these activities. A lot of these are well known to us. We have research facilities and scientists who have a great portion of, if not the exact answers to most of these things that would be thrown in our path. So you'll find attempts that will be foiled, stopped, mitigated or subjugated. You'll find that many of the things that they would like to do just simply don't work, cannot be done, are not something that, the last terrorist efforts here in the States didn't go so well for them. And these, the idea that everybody's watching now and everybody's looking closely is awesome. This means that the people, we the people, are playing proctologist with them for a change, and I hope they don't like it. Next.
Right. Yes. When the new system begins, lots of things will be innovated and lots of funds will become available to fund new and better approaches of how we do everything. Is it a possibility, rather than waiting around until that happens, we could have a centralized system where the public can make proposals on the things like the new education system and a whole host of other things? Would that be possible, or are the plans already in place?
That's definitely going to be an up-and-coming issue, and the issue is not limited to any one aspect. Education is one part of a great, variety of things that are going to need the input, the ideas of a load of people. The fact that what we teach in schools, and it don't matter if it's public or private, does not fit what is needed in the realm of jobs, just does not compute. We could offer a revamped educational system whereby you go through grade school so that you learn the fundamentals. Your first 2 years of high school acquaint you with the true structure of our government, how it works, and what an individual can do within it, within a, quote, system, well-defined constitutionally. As that takes place, the following 2 years of an educational system that is job-oriented can be used in extraordinary ways. An example is the placement exam that takes into account your life experiences, your talents, and your interests, and puts you into a generalized area, not a specific, a generalized area, bear that in mind, of what you would best be suited and most enjoy doing. As those things, as that test would be administered in high school now, all right, this is, you're getting ready to go into sophomore, senior. Well, instead of sophomore, senior, I propose that they offer that test and that they take these people who would like to learn something that would be applicable, something that they can apply, something they can come out of the chute of education and right into a employment situation, that they use those last 2 years for an associate degree, which is a technical degree in an area. This could be anything from food prep to atomic sciences. Doesn't matter. If you have a talent in an area, if you have an extraordinary interest in an area, something specific that you just love to do, there's no work involved. You just blossom into it. You just soak up everything there is to know about it like a sponge. You become a consummate expert to the limit of your talent and your capabilities in that area. I guarantee you that there is a large job market out there for this type of individual. Think about it. You're in love with computer sciences. Well, what do we need in computer sciences? Well, we're still clunking around on keyboards. We're still having to use a screen to read what we're doing and look at what we're after. How about we get into the electromagnetic exchange of information directly into the brain? How about we get into this to an extent where an individual can suck up, just like the Matrix movie, suck up practical knowledge as quickly and easily as was presented there? This is available today and has been for years. We need to bring this in. We need to bring these things out into the open. We need to disclose these things so that humanity and human beings, humanity can profit from it in terms of alleviating problems, and the individual can profit from it by being some consummate expert who knows what's going on and has solutions to the problem. If you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You've heard that one. Next.
To expand on that, part of the problem to the person who asked the question, part of the problem is until we find out what new technology is available, it's difficult to put into proposals how we move forward. There's a lot of new technology to be released upon the ending of the cabal. So until that technology becomes available, decisions forthwith are going to be kind of difficult. The educational system, Drake's explained. Would that be correct, Drake?
What you have to understand is that people have put out things that they call absolute laws in physics. What goes up must come down and all these other happy things. The world's flat in some respects. what people have to understand is that these advanced technologies are a culmination of exceptions and advancements in normal everyday physics, like gravity and matter and energy, etc. So you will find that you have to have at least some working knowledge of general physics in order to apply some of these sciences. What's interesting is that as you get into the advanced sciences, the more you do, the more you find that it makes it's more of a common sensical approach rather than something that is pure numbers and pure this and high intellect kinds of things. Many people find that they have had talents in these areas that they didn't know they possessed. And when upon discovery, they go, wow, this is cool. And off and down the road they go. So, disclosure of technologies primarily is going to deal at first with what's been suppressed and hidden here on our planet, our 3D limitation, can be expressed into what would be called higher or more advanced physics and application. And it's not as difficult as people think. Some of the fear porn, and I'll give you a good example, as I'm looking at this screen, they can watch me. As I, even with my TV turned off, they can listen to and watch the whole room. These are technologies. These are real. like it or not, it's there. So to what extent can you take something of that nature? Well, the other part, and this is the interesting part, as these advances are put into use, you will also find that we have a transition coming up. That transition will give us the capability of knowing the intent and purpose of an individual before you even have any discussion with them. You'll know what they're about, what they're up to. And so you'll find that there are going to be, as has been the case, people who look nothing further than their own advancement or I get to go into history books kind of, you know, I want my fame and fortune 5 minutes or whatever is fine. Beyond that comes the rest of the truth in terms of application. We're going to have to go, and this is something people are missing. We're going to have to go from sort of a Stone Age quality to an advanced society. And I'm not talking about planetary limitation, but planetary involvement. I'm not talking about limiting our sciences to what you've heard that has been put out by officialdom, but more of a truth in activity, becoming, having the capability to travel at extraordinary rates or unfolding space-time and things that are, to us, concepts that have not been made a reality, will, over a short period of time, become a norm and a reality. And it's going to be a beautiful thing, because you will no longer have to compete. You will no longer have the aggressiveness required in a competition. And this in and of itself changes the basis of the social norm of, oh, I'm better than he is because I got the right car, right clothes, right house, I live in the right place. Well, forget that. That's not going to be important. What's going to be important is how many people, to what extent, can you benefit by doing what you do? Next.
Okay. Where are we? Any news from Neil Keenan or Nehlu?
Yes. Right now it's kind of nip and tuck and iffy. I am looking to get brought up to date better over the next couple of days. And as that comes available, or there's any kind of press release or anything of that nature, it will be put out for everybody to use. Okay?
Yeah. Question for Drake. Should the congressmen and senators be held accountable not only for their votes they have cast, but also dereliction of duty by not doing their jobs and not passing any budget?
Yes to all the above. That is a part of what the adjudication of these people entails. It's not something that is going to be necessarily nice. Now, one of the stipulations is that when the people find out how badly they've been screwed over, we're hoping to have as many as possible in protective custody so that we can find out exactly what happened, when it happened, how it happened, and the manner in which they were able to hide it. We want to be able to use the information. Now, the problem with that is that when the people find out what's happened to them and who's been doing it to them and to what extent and what level, we're hoping that we can keep a considerable number of these knowledgeable people safe from retribution being used as Christmas tree ornaments in a park somewhere, or shot on site, or whatever the case may be. We want this to be more of a, you're done, okay, heave up the information or else. Or else what? Well, spend the rest of your life in a re-education camp. They renamed the concentration camps from FEMA camps to re-education camps. We need to erase a load of stuff that's been on that got put on the books through fear or other methods. Along with all this, this also bears on information. This bears on the technologies that have been hidden from us, etc. So there's a lot that we need to be brought up to date on in order to better facilitate the change from what we have had to what it should have been. Next.
Benjamin Fulford makes some rather extraordinary claims that the European cabal are on board with the new plan. Is this the case?
Yeah, you'll find a lot of that sort of thing. And I'm going to say that men's right in some ways, and this is one of them. And more power to you in terms of protecting yourself, Ben. I would be careful about what you put out to an extent, and that does not mean I'm asking you to be quiet. I'm asking you to be careful what manner in which you present the inside intel. That's something that I have been requested and had long talks with some people about on my end, making sure that you can give a good hint as to this is probable, this may happen, and watch out for this one. Could be that we might have problems. And so the essence of it is to Be careful. Everybody that's in the freedom area, in the freedom movement, in the efforts to get us out from under this, is in jeopardy to some extent. There are lists, different types that I've seen copies of here and there going around that are not nice. And so people have to be made aware that the woolly booger is still in the dark, looking around for something to pounce on. Until such time as that is removed, that capability totally subjugated, you need to be careful how you do things. Okay?
Yep. Drake, can you help me to understand Nasara, as Michael Dunn has put it in his article, that it's in the same vein as the OTTC? I don't know whether that was OTTC or should be OPPT. He does not understand about this. Is it valid?
Nasara is. The auxiliary groups that make claims that they are all that aren't. There's a difference. You don't have a group with Nasara. You have a basis in legal fact that has been put out and put to use and shown in its validity, its legal impact. The reason that these things are hidden away is because the people that screwed with everything did not want to be held personally directly liable instantly upon the release of Nasara. They did not want you to know how badly you've been screwed over by the financial systems. They believe that you're going to come after them if you found out. So Nasara was hidden away, so to speak, and the records thereof. The interesting part of it comes when you understand that it is a reality in it as a legal fact, not as something that a group can profit or use as some kind of leverage. That's the differential. Okay?
Yes. A recent government and private experts report describes the American electric grid as the glass jaw of our society. Will this be changed in the future?
Yes, everything's going to change. That sort of system will no longer be necessary, among other things, as you will see. Next.
Drake, did any children actually die in association with the events in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, last December? And what was the purpose of that event?
Well, each and every last terrorist activity, no matter what it might be, tries to accomplish specific things. In terms of Sandy Hook, the idea was that people with guns are dangerous, no matter who they might be, or people with access to guns are dangerous. This is an effort to disarm the population. And there were some deaths, only a very few. Then the children disappeared. And we could not get people to go after them and to secure them. I don't like that, but that's the fact of it. I tried, others tried, and it just did not take place. This is something that really gets into society in general, and I'll give a little dissertation at this point. We have a serious problem in terms of society, in terms of its makeup. It goes to an attitude of indifference. What is one Latino, more or less? How does that make it, you know, what's the point? So what? Hillary Clinton probably gave the best definition of this attitude when she said, at this point, what difference does it make? Well, that's four lives. Until such time as society takes exception to people who do such things, and Hillary is intrinsically and basically involved in that, what difference does it make? Well, whose relatives were those? Whose family were they a part of? And how far does that go? They sacrificed 48,000 lives in Vietnam over a social experiment within the military to see whether or not they could have a war without declaring one. Now, I've heard of a lot of reasonings, and that's about as lame as it gets. And yet, here we go again. Afghanistan? My goodness. Look at the mess we made in Iraq. Look at the reasons that people, and I'm talking about the real reasons, the basic reasons that people do not listen to our efforts at, quote, peace. Well, because it's on our terms. It's under our auspices. It's under our guidance. You're in charge. That ain't peace, because you still have somebody who may not have the best interests of the people in mind in charge. And many, and these many adverse things have been going on for years. So, you know, you have to have some validity. Sure, you've got great speechwriters in Washington providing the president and Kerry and a few others with actually pretty good speeches. Problem is, it lacks the substance of somebody with the guts willing to actually do what's necessary in order to fix it, in order to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. This is where the dividing lines start showing up. And that's what has to be looked at. Okay?
Drake, is the report of five generals telling Obama that if he attacks Syria, he will be arrested and hung at Fort Leavenworth factual, or someone just trying to start a rumor?
Okay, it's factual. enjoy it. The military is only going to take so much. Obama's been playing games with them far too long, and they have had enough. And if this administration, and that includes all, a whole bunch of different branches of it, acts inappropriately, they're going to be stomped on. And they've been told that. Now, I don't know about everybody else, but I have been a part of and looked at our present military, and I'm not stupid enough to stand opposed to that particular type and level of force. I'm not stupid enough to believe that the entire idea of the Uniform Code of Military Justice being based on the Constitution will not have an effect when that is deviated from, because as Commander-in-Chief, and this is something everybody needs to pay attention to, and certain other parts of the administration come directly under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And I'm going to tell you right now, that ain't something to fool with, and neither is our military. So bear that in mind. Don't be stupid. You're liable to find yourself in a FEMA camp. You're liable to wake up with in a sweat, with bugs chewing on you and that sort of thing. And it's not going to be nice. The idea was not to be nice. Incarceration and the idea of incarceration is not to be nice. It is to punish. So I would suggest that the military probably has a good handle on exactly how to go about that in terms of making things uncomfortable. And what's little understood here is that There is a large load of our representatives who think that what is being proposed is cool. You better watch out. You'd be in the cell next to the turkey. Next.
Drake, is the unnamed military base discovered in Las Vegas, Nevada, part of the plan or a cabal base for the imprisonment of the people?
You're gonna find a two-way street on all of that sort of thing. The idea of the FEMA camp, the re-education camp, was for us, the people. And yet, all of a sudden, even though those things have been opened and checked out and made operational in some cases, nobody's there. They have not come and got the majority of the population or any of the freedom fighters or people such as myself with a big mouth who will not shut up no matter what they do. we have not found the handle yet in terms of taking this to the next level. That's where Ben comes up with the two arms call. What is your arms? Your arms are freedom. And nobody can ignore it when you have millions saying, we've had enough. People have stipulated, as an example, no, you don't go into Syria and play the bomb them into the Stone Age. You know, well, it started out, wasn't very much of a percentage. Now it's up around 80, 90%. And it's not just us. It's the entire world saying no. Of course, you got a few of the oligarchs, you got a few of the people in financial ownership who stipulate from the European Union, oh, that's a good idea, go after them. Yeah, right. You're selling arms to us, I imagine that wouldn't help business. The business of killing people is something that does need to be curtailed. I disagree with the idea of killing people. I don't think it's necessary. It would be easier to offer no strings attached assistance to everybody and thus take away the power base of we did it, I'm in charge, and all that happy stuff. It'd be much easier. Next.
Drake, can you tell me a good source for obtaining maps, information on ley lines within a particular state? I have heard they exist in my state around places where magical and mysterious happenings occur, but I'm having trouble finding the maps that validate these happenings.
Okay, ley lines are simple. Put ley lines into your search engine, and you'll come up with a whole bunch of things. Look for incidents involving ley lines within your state or area, wherever you're at. The secondary part of that is to then try to contact people who have been working with or dealing with the ley lines over a period of time. These people have a much better mapping than anything you'll find anywhere that I am aware of. Now, most of this is not easy in terms of research. A lot of people are afraid to talk to people simply because, I got these military guys sneaking up on me or whomever it might be that they're looking at. Then they first liken it to military, then they find out that it's some kind of agency, and then they find out that the people that would cause them problems are not a part of any real system. So in terms of ley lines, yeah, there are a lot of science involved. Sciences involved. There are also a lot of critical differences between what people would consider magical or something out of the ordinary and exceptional physics. You have to understand that most of the magics, most of the specific spots or places that have magical properties attributed to them are primarily more or less an exception in physics. And this includes our physiology. This includes what we would like to see within our physiology, be that a pregnancy, be that a healing, or whatever it may be. So you're going to find that when you look into it, you will also see that there are people out and about who school people in the capability of doing such things. depending upon your belief, and this is very simple, and it can be as simple as just, I believe, and absolute belief is required to do the exceptional. People heal because they believe they can. It's available to everybody. So, you know, consider these things. And yeah, the research is a little bit convoluted. It took me about 8 months to find what I needed to know. Next.
Right, the next question is on ley lines as well. Is it true the Vatican arranged for 5 main death camps to be laid out along a perfect pentagram shape with all the spokes radiating out to famous satanic sites, thereby creating the ley lines that would multiply the energy, negative energy from the terror being created, and with the Vatican on the grid, they would receive the most energy. Is this correct?
Well, there's one fallacy there, and the fallacy is that you can create a ley line. Ley lines are natural, period. You may not play too many games with them. You can adjust them slightly, and that's it. You have to understand that this is a natural occurring phenomenal situation only found along the ley line. So you
is have, it not, Drake, is it not the case that these people in control had knowledge of this technology a long time ago and built certain things on those ley lines rather than engineering?
Absolutely, I was just getting to that. Most of the ancient holy places or locations or specifics have a church built over them. This is so that the church can take credit for the healings or whatever takes place. The idea, as has been explained before, was that of control. In other words, we are the ones that did it, not some entity from the woods, not worship of an oak tree or whatever. These are all fallacies. These are incorrect. As you can see, you come to our altar, which is right dead over this cross of a ley line or a juncture point. You sit there and you decide you're going to have a child. You'll have one. See, we do what they say they can do. And this is the idea where you take something that is good and decent and simply change it around to fit some kind of agenda. Now, what is the church's agenda? This is something everybody needs to look at in all belief systems, not just this church specifically. But yes, the Vatican has intimate knowledge of a lot of the sciences that we would like to have exposed to the public. I was lucky enough to be able to access some of the archives and see some of this stuff in the original form. And believe me, there is a wealth of knowledge in those archives. And yes, they've been hiding stuff for ages. And yes, they're all beneficial. And yes, everybody has access to them. It's not a, it's not something where you got to have a certain intimate knowledge of creational forces in order to access. If you simply believe and go to the right place and you know how to apply what you have in terms of intent and purpose, a lot of the things can be done by anybody. And this is, you know, then what do you need the church for? Then what do you need the priest for? This is the kind of problem they're looking at. It does not do their collection plates any good when Joe Blow, Joe Sixpack, John the Plumber can do the same thing the priest can do. It really messes things up along those lines, and this is part of the power plays that are involved in all this. Okay?
Drake, have you heard about the Meyer technology, M-E-Y-E-R, and is it valid?
Yes, I've heard of it, and yes, some of it's valid. You're not going to find anything that has exclusively all the truths. Many of the truths are discovered individually within yourself. Everything supposedly transpires within yourself. So depending on what school of thought you follow, depends on what your application would be. And some people will out certain amounts of truth. This is why I've delayed offering my second book, because it gets into this on an in-depth basis. And I'm trying to make sure that the manner of presentation is such that anybody with any educational background can not only get what I'm saying, but also be able to apply it. Very difficult. So it's still in the writing phase. As soon as it's done, I will publish it. Okay?
Well, we look forward to that. We're at the top of the second hour, so we're going to have a couple of songs, and we'll be right back for the final hour.
A little bit of Dennis Hopper thrown in. So much more to ask of you and ourselves.
What I'm looking for. when the night has come, the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't.
Bob Hilburn's here, a great writer, 70 years old. Oh,
Hi all, and welcome back to the final hour this Sunday with Drake. And we're going to continue with the questions. You ready, Drake?
Oh yeah, I'm always ready.
Right. Drake, what is the real situation at the Fukushima nuclear plant? Gene Haynes has just posted an article citing the New York Times, the Telegraph, Japan Times, CNBC, CNN, and Reuters saying that the fuel rods are in complete meltdown and will irradiate the northern hemisphere, and we need to move south of the equator. Is any of this true?
That depends on whether or not you believe what is being put out as fact, and whether it is actual fact. There's a couple of problems with it. The type of radiation is not necessarily something that will show on certain specific Geiger counters, so to speak. Then again, there is a large level mitigation operation in progress with using advanced technologies. So unless an individual takes a full spectrum analyzer to the area personally, I would say that the information is subject. And by that I mean, who's putting it out? What's the source? Is it coming from a government agency? Is it coming from an agency controlled by the Kabbalists? And how do you find out the difference? The only way I know of is to take a full spectrum analysis equipment with you, a set of it, and actually take the readings yourself. Those who have done so, I got two reports stipulating that, first of all, the radiation was loose and it was coming to get us all. Then I got another report that stipulated that suddenly the radiation levels were decreasing at a rapid rate. I will suggest that some of the information in terms of, yes, the meltdown is taking place, and yes, there is a problem, I would take that as a general scenario. I would not take the information that is issued by people who do not have our best interests in mind as absolute truth. And it should be obvious as to why not. I don't care how many publications jump on the bandwagon. Who are they owned by? Somebody that would like to cause problems? Are they following an agenda that, you know, everybody needs to leave America and go south? That's nice. Everybody needs to leave the northern hemisphere and go south. What happens when you have the same type of and level of problem in the south? Where do you go from there? We don't have the capability of moving to the moon. We're rather in the Stone Age in these areas. So you have to understand that you're not necessarily going to get the correct information if you're listening to the wrong source. And that's what I would suggest on that. Next.
And if this was a real situation, why haven't all these organizations moved south themselves? You know, you have to bear this in mind. Every week or every 2 weeks, they're bringing out some sort of the old rubbish to put people in fear. You know, we had the NASA documents and a whole host of stuff. It's just repeat, and it's just utter drivel designed to distract and put you in fear. Don't play their game.
Yep.
Drake, did you know a Mr. Wagener, W-A-G-E-N-E-R, from Dafuniak Springs, Florida. He spoke seven languages and possessed many interesting scrolls and documents. My stepfather, Mr. J.F. Liddon, wanted to learn from him and move closer to him for many years. Can you tell us anything about Mr. Wagener?
That would depend on whether or not he has the information he says he does. I did not get to visit the man, so I don't know that he did. Secondly, anything of critical information of that nature, I'll tell you right now, the cabal is going to go after it. I would rather keep people of this nature out of the limelight, and I have told many people this. I've had people come forward with warehouses full of information, and I have asked them to make sure that these things are preserved. Don't get into the limelight. Do not let yourself be known. Keep these things under your hat. At the point that we actually have the capability of saying that the cabal is done and cannot take any further action, you put yourself in jeopardy by getting into the limelight or letting things be known too easily. And this is a precautionary measure only. Everything's going to come out, and I do mean everything, whether anybody likes it or not, the truth's going to be told. And so, yes, the information will come out. It would be interesting to see how the information that's coming out will line up with these, quote, scrolls and, in some cases, sacred information. And I'll leave it at that.
Yep. Drake, do you think Mr. Putin will help us out when we give him information as to how loony our government is?
What people don't realize is the changes that have gone into the Soviet Union. You have to take a close look. You have to understand what has transpired. Most people do not have that capability, nor do they understand the legalese involved in terms of the changes that have taken place there. Putin and others have been intricately and principally involved in such changes. The things that I'm looking at right now are very simple. Somebody that can help, and I mean help the human condition. We don't need military intervention in Syria. Therefore, Putin stepped up to the plate when Kerry said, well, if we take these weapons and get them out of there, then that will preclude military strike. Then the administration decided to leave military strike on the table, which is okay until such time as those weapons start being loaded onto a Russian freighter or removed in some other manner. I respectfully suggest that Mr. Putin is more on the side of freedom than people realize. Even though being the leader of a so-called communist country, you have to understand that there have been changes. And some of the manner in which Putin conducts himself shows these changes. You really got to have an ear to the ground. You have to understand the difference. In that light, if Putin can answer the question of let's get the weapons out of there, and the ally in Syria says that's okay, which apparently has been agreed to, I would suggest only one change in what's being done. Right now we're looking at a 30-day time frame. I will suggest that we, all of us, agree to an emergency removal of the weapons so that neither side can get a hold of them and use them. This would facilitate immediate removal rather than having to wait. and I do not see any real reason why this could not be put into place. I'm pretty sure that Putin is aware of this. I would imagine that his foreign minister has expressed this. And so long as no efforts made to change administrations or in other ways fool with the situation, just simply removing the weapons, then I strongly suggest that that would be a viable option. This would put the present administration in a better light, first of all. Secondly, so-called terrorist organizations, and there's several involved in that conflict, these things would be put out of their reach. And I would agree to that more quickly than even worrying about what the administration in Syria thinks of it. I don't think that anybody wants some nutcase who thinks that innocent civilians should be put on a sacrificial altar for a political agenda, should have the capability of even thinking about using such weapons or access to them, let alone. So, yeah, we need to expedite some of these things. I love the fact that Putin stepped up and said, "I'll see what I can do," immediately, no hesitation. Didn't need any. I'm hoping that, as I said, this can be adjusted to where you have what would be called an emergency removal, in order to make sure that whichever side might win, neither side has that capability. You solve the problem. Simple. Next.
Vaccines. Will these vaccine companies be held accountable for their lies and deaths? And will our military, which has been so heavily experimented upon, also help with removing
Absolutely.
These people?
Absolutely. Any kind of adverse action taken by anybody, specifically for a bottom line profit, when they know, and these people knew and have known since forever about the adverse effects, when you know and you do something anyway, and the only reason you do it is for profit, you don't sell tickets to the sacrifice of a child. Let's put it that way. And that's basically the way I see these people. I do not have a great respect for a lot of those involved in this, simply because they knew what they were doing and did it anyway, and only did it for the money involved. That, to me, is pathetic in a great many ways. Yeah, they need to be stuck in a FEMA camp until they figure out what to do with them. Many of whom I think probably should be executed because they thought it was cool and fun. And I have limitations on what I can put up with, so I would imagine that most other people do too. Next.
Drake, the Constitution was changed in 1871, and I assume it went into cabal hands. Could you tell me which amendment is the one that protects your land or property?
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. That goes to the treaties that came out of Europe and are some of the basis for the Constitution itself and our very existence. You're going to have to look them up. The area to look into is finance. The area to look into is also sovereignty, individual sovereignty, in the absolute husbandry of the lands, which are taken as ownership and yet are only husbanded by the individual holding such ownership. These some of this is reflected biblically. Much of it is, most and much of it is not. You're going to have to get into the, as I said, the ancients. And, I mean, these are old. Some go as far back as 1100 A.D. The issuance of the ideology of ownership is something that is available even yet today. The idea of allodial titles and things of this nature, of absolute ownership, free and clear of any governmental influence, is something that is available to everyone. You have to go through a gamut, and I mean a bunch of legal hoops, in order to secure and get these things set correctly. Now, that said, the idea of Nasera actually goes into exactly these things, what your standing and standpoint is in terms of ownership. So this is something that I look forward to being brought back out into the open. As I've stated, the principal creditor is the signator, the person who signs the contract, not the bank, not the financial institution, et cetera. And so there's a lot of, as I said, major structural changes to finance in general, this being one part. Next.
Drake, what is the plan for educating the public about what is coming up in terms of the green light, how it will not be martial law, etc.?
You're going to find a series of mailings. You're going to find a series of information channels suddenly opened through mainstream media. The design and idea is to simply... is to give the simplicity of what is coming, how it will be put together, and the impact it will have on the individual. That's basic and that's first. Then it gets into the particulars and the details of the manner in which these things will impact the individual. So you've got two basic stages of learning. People will be notified as greatly as possible through every form of media known to man, plus be sent reading material or study material showing exactly what is involved, how it is involved, and where they can go with it from there. Okay?
Will the education to the public also include the evidence that America was attacked on 9/11 by Israel through a Mossad operation, and also including our own government?
Yeah, that's going to be outed extraordinarily. There's going to be a lot of people all of a sudden find themselves incarcerated for participation. I don't know how to express the fact of the loss of life for a political agenda. None of that computes with me. None of that makes any kind of sense, similar to Vietnam. I mean, you know, you want to play social experiment, do it yourself, on yourself. The idea of 9/11 was to get America to get upset enough to go to war, period. It was designed to be a holy war, Christian versus Muslim, and none of that came about, and that really stymied the efforts. Now, the secondary part of that was the Homeland Security Act, basically removing and taking away a lot of our rights. This is something that has to be erased. Anybody who's been incarcerated because of it, freed. There is, and those who voted for it, those who continually renew it, are they looking at jail time? It's just that simple. So my suggestion to these people who think they're immune would be to quit voting for something that is contrary to the existence of our country. It's not in your best interest. Next.
Drake, if you are able to say so, where do you get your intel? Is it from on the ground or above or a mixture of both?
It's an extraordinary combination of things. Knowing what's going on helps tremendously. Some of the intel comes directly from high-level intel sources. Some of it comes from people who have access to others who are high-level intel. The intelligence community itself offers some information to me, and as well as a combination of military insiders, international finance people, etc. So it's extraordinary, and I cannot, I will not jeopardize those people by naming names or making any suggestions as to who they might be. I would rather keep the intel flowing until such time as we take care of business. Then these people can step forward if they wish. I don't see any advantage to me or anyone else by opening the floodgates and saying, these guys are telling me what's going on. Or this guy over here, he said such and such, and I put it out, and it was real. I'll let the individuals decide if they want to come forward. Now, I will suggest that these people are going to be some of the voices that you're going to start hearing that after the fact, when things actually culminate, when the finalization comes. So, you know, you might bear that in mind. Next.
Drake, I've recently noticed and spoken to a few people who are experiencing time slips. Is this a recent phenomenon, and can you explain on it, please?
Yeah. It's fairly simple physics, but complicated in terms of correlating it to the human experience. I've stipulated that we're heading toward a transition. That transition is from the third dimension to the fourth dimension. It is a natural occurrence. It's part of evolution. It's part of a great cosmic clock. The closer we get to the transition itself, the more people will become aware and awake as to their capabilities. Humankind has extraordinary capabilities. Those that will be most advantageous to the individual will be those that are more readily or more quickly, or the beginning, or those that are sooner rather than later notices that you will see in your life. Time, and people think they know what time is. Time is a quanta. It is a duration limitation of an individual object. It is not linear. It is a quanta. Let me make this perfectly clear. We take a series of incidents, and this one happened this week, that week, down the line, a lineal or line drawing. Our history is predicated on that. The problem with time is that time and space can be bent, and can and does of its own accord bend. So you've got an interesting experience when you start finding yourself in the position of an experience where I was gone for 15 minutes, but I traveled 700 miles. Now, wait a minute. That don't work. Okay. I've been working at this and moving around all day, 8-9 hours, and I only went 3 blocks. That doesn't seem to compute either. So you have to understand that time can compress and expand. You have to understand that each of the individuals will experience things as an advantageous situation to them. In other words, the thing that might be of a greater concern to one may be of no consequence to another. So what you're going to have is more or less a an individual experience aligned to show the individual that there is nothing to fear. This is the ideology of the manner in which this implements itself. And getting into it any further than that is a problem, because a lot of this stuff does not easily translate into any known language or method of communication on this planet. Next.
This time last year, when we were all wondering about December the 21st, did you ever think we would still be at a stalemate almost 10 months later? And if so, with hindsight, would you have changed any tactics?
No. And yes, I did expect a long-term time frame on some of this, simply because of the intricacies involved. When you have a specific goal and a very easy path or simple path to get to it, things are not complicated. However, when you have upwards of 10, 15, 20 different incidents happening at the same time, you have to put out information and form an awareness through the people who would like to know in a manner that causes the areas that these different influences would be covering into a generality. The primary generality in some cases was finance, as you can see. Other cases was freedom, and other cases was a combination of both. The idea of what I have been tasked to do is to out the information in such a manner that a person who is not schooled in high finance, or is not aware of global finance, not aware of the balance of powers in a realistic sense, understands not only what's going on, but the reasons for the actions taken. So the manner of the release of information was not a stalemate, is not. The problem that people have is that they do not have the capability to look into the depth of the things that are transpiring and going on presently. And due to that fact, a lot of the actions that directly affect us, although taken somewhere else, are not realized or understood. This is the basic problem of intelligence in general. What do you do when you get X information that says such and such is going to take place, but it's not going to happen where it's supposed to? What do you do with that? Well, you find out where it really is going to take place, and you then look to the reason as to why it is to take place there, and for what is the advantage of doing it over there when it looks like it should happen in a different place. You can look into finance. I can give you a real simple way to see this. And there was an experiment. I called it the Cyprus effect, where they took the top off of everybody in terms of their bank accounts in Cyprus. I looked at the effect of Greece and the fact of the sale of their public assets to satisfy a bank. I look at Michigan to see that it is that same thing is being played with here to see how well it goes. Are the people going to rise up against you if you say such and such, or do take a certain action? And these things have got to be understood. Well, how do you understand them? I just put three of them together. Think about it. It's not difficult. And usually, your first idea about it is primarily correct. Next.
Drake, with all the recent flooding in Colorado seeming to be tied to Colorado people taking a stand against the cabal, is Missouri next, having recently passed a bill overriding the governor's veto, making Missouri the number one state in support and protection of gun rights? Do you think Missouri is getting ready to be hit? And if so, what can we do about it?
I will suggest that the legislation in Colorado is going to be overturned. One of the things I like, and this probably don't make sense at this point, but will, when you have underground tunnels and bases, it's hard to keep them free of water. Water is a very serious problem. And I will suggest that these things have been filling up in Colorado. so you got a bunch of floating bad guys, pretty much. Now, you know, that I think is cool in terms of whether that's somebody doing something or not. It doesn't make any difference. I think it's hilarious. So then you have the recall of people who are anti-gun. Okay, well, that is not an easy road to hoe. A recall is difficult, and then to actually get the end result that you're looking for is also another secondarily difficult road to hoe. You're looking at the general overall will of the people saying, no, you've taken enough of our rights. We're at our limit. Now, a lot of people in Colorado live off the land. They go out and shoot wildlife, and they don't shoot a whole bunch of it. They shoot one deer, and that's meat for a week or two or so. You have to understand, it goes from the woods to the table in many of these cases. In a lot of places, they'd like to stop that because that gives you an independence. You don't have to eat the drug-induced meats that they offer in stores. You don't have to put up with the governmental controls involved, and they don't like that at all. So between the good bath that's been being taken in terms of water and the fact that the Colorado people have stood up and said, uh-uh, I'm looking forward to this being a poster child for taking care of business in other places. I hope Mayor Bloomberg is taking note. I hope that the people of Chicago decide that they wish to be able to shoot back when the gangs think it's funny to use them for target practice. This needs to culminate in one simple thing that I have not seen anybody do. And I don't know if it's a lack of guts, I don't know if it's the fact that somebody needs to grow a pair or what the problem is, but it's real simple. You go out and about, you find somebody that's got a gun that ain't supposed to have one, you take the gun and put that turkey in the hole. You stick him in the cooler, and you do so for a period of years just on the gun charge alone, no matter what else they were doing. If it's a felonious breaking and entering, fine, give them some time on that. Run one right after the other in terms of time. In terms of illegal guns, yeah, I'm all for taking them off the street. None of these teenagers have the good common sense to be able to handle life and death situations anyway. What on earth are they doing holding a gun? Why is it that law enforcement allows them to do so? Is it because the Justice Department is so broken that they think it's cool to provide cartels with guns? I mean, what's the excuse here, and who is the one providing the excuse? I would suggest that anybody who's packing a gun is probably a violent person, in terms of especially if they are of an illicit group or an illicit sociological base. And by that I mean gang members specifically who will defend their cartel with bullets. The And not all, you got to remember one thing. Not all gang members agree with this stuff. They don't need the heat. They do not need the. They don't need to be in the evening news. They would much rather keep it in secret. And yet, the problem has gotten to a point where it's time, past time, for somebody to step up and say, enough is enough. And I don't mean take guns from everybody. I mean take guns only from those that you're not supposed to have. If you ain't old enough, you don't get one. And, you know, have your uncle go, you know, walk to school with you. Somebody gets stupid, let him use his gun. That's no big deal. He's protecting another innocent individual. Those people who buy and sell these things, you'll find it interesting where they get them. Ooh, yeah. Have you heard about the, we're going to melt all these guns down. And a third, a half, a good portion of these guns, thousands of them, never get to the meltdown point. Well, what happened to those guns? If somebody inside is doing this, put that policeman right in there with the general population and see how he does. I mean, you know, supposedly he's supposed to protect people. Well, protect and serve. Show me. I don't believe it. And I take issue with everybody who thinks that guns in general are bad when they're not. I take issue with the dinks that are not supposed, that should never have had it in the first place, being allowed to run around loose with it. I mean, you know, guns to me is a sensitive subject. Second Amendment says you have the right to carry a gun, period. To take that a step further, you have the right to self-defense. Well, you want to get into it, look at Trayvon Martin. That was a nasty death. However, Zimmerman did have the right to defend himself. Now, you can take that to the banks if you want to reverse that role. Trayvon had the right to defend himself, and if he had a gun and there was a life-threatening situation, he was allowed to use whatever force necessary to stop that. So, you know, when you look at it in a realistic manner, take the emotionality and horse hockey out of it, take the racial politics and trash it, and take a look at where the problems are, it was put on Fox News. Yeah, right. Fox News, great place. Okay. Recently, that nobody has the guts, and I'm saying nobody. That includes all of these nucky mucks who say they're in charge of the black society, has the guts, has the wherewithal, and has the willingness to publicly address the problem of black on black crime, Latino crime. The fact that you have gangs in schools that will beat whatever out of a kid that refuses to join in the buying of drugs or whatever. The violence of this nature has to be addressed. Have these kids been charged with conspiracy? Well, this is going to get interesting. Are they going to be forgiven and allowed to continue doing what they're doing? Or are they going to be monitored and watched? Is somebody really going to take issue with this? I look forward to the day that they do, because it's coming. Next.
Drake, last week it was mentioned on the program that the prosperity packages were being passed out beginning on the East Coast. Other intel said this process was stopped due to some of the bad guys out of the UK putting their finger in the funds. My understanding is that they were apprehended and their assets frozen. If all this intel is true, are we back on track with this process?
Well, I have a basic problem with that, the whole scenario. I have yet to have anyone show me a prosperity package, period. Either receiving it or sending it out or whatever, doesn't make any difference. And so you have to understand that in order to subjugate the system that they are talking about, you have to have direct legal access to the collateral accounts. If you do not, it's a falsity. And there's money laying around that they can put together a little box of cash or whatever, however it is they're putting these out. And then I also find that these people are supposedly sworn to secrecy. Well, why do you need to be secret about that? What are you hiding from? How come you don't want the light of day showing on what you are and who you are? I got a lot of questions and a lot of suspicions of that. Now, my understanding is that these are not real, that the issuance of them, although happening in real time, the principals come back after the cash. So if you get one, you might want to stick it in the corner, hide it out somewhere, so that you can hand the whole thing back to them. So I'm not real sure how this works, but, you know, first this one gives it to me, and then you come when you want it back 6 months or a year later. Well, I'll suggest you hold on to it till such time as, you know, everything's clear. Then, and only then, and as I said, it's questionable to begin with, so where does that leave you? I would be very careful as to what you do, because somebody's liable to be hanging you up to dry. Next.
To expand on that, Drake, it sounds like OPPT to me, that stuff. And isn't it funny how they've gone quiet for quite a considerable period of time?
Yup.
Right. Drake, is the new International Court of Justice already in place? If it is, would this justify action being taken to start collecting the bad guys? And is this action that we might be seeing in the coming week?
Yes, on some counts. The last I heard was that was being formulated and put into place. This is not your normal International Court of Justice, which will be realized as things play out. I understand that there was three or four additional people they wanted to include in this, so that all bases are covered. And that, well, that's one of the subjects I'm hoping to hear something about in the next few days, actually. So we'll see how that works, and hopefully it'll be what it's being touted as being. Some that can come in and say, hey, you guys have been doing the dirty deed, and you need to come with us. That's what I'd love to see that, as would many people, I'm sure. Next.
Drake, we have heard on many occasions that the cabal is scared and desperate, but we also have heard you say they think nothing's going to happen to them. Is this not a contradiction?
No, not really. Most of the activists within the cabal, okay, are aware of the problems they have. And they are losing every time they turn around. Consequently, mid to lower levels are getting desperate, and they're trying to elicit the assistance of the higher levels. Now, the higher levels don't believe any of it. They do not accept the fact that they are vulnerable to anything that any individual or group of individuals might be looking at doing to them. They have been cream of the crop so long that it's ingrained in their very nature and in an absolute belief form that they are totally and completely immune to anything that can be done. Now, you have to understand, these are generation-long informational chains. This comes from mom and dad when they were little. This comes in all throughout their life. And they have seen the capability of being able to do what they want and get away with it. and these things are at the point of coming to an end. Now, I have tried through varying means to inform people as to what is what their situation is, and these people refuse to listen. Well, then the only alternative is the violent shock of coming up against the brick wall the hard way. Race car drivers don't believe they can die until such time as they hit the wall, as an example. Fighter pilots feel that they can eject and ride their parachute to the ground safely until the airplane nosedives suddenly for no reason. This goes to a control factor. Nine times out of ten, they'll say pilot error when it's not. A pilot does not make errors of the type where they put their airplane into a mountainside. That don't happen. What happens is that they have a loss of control of the aircraft through mechanical failure. And right now, the mechanics that these people have been using is failing. Now, they won't feel it right away. It won't be a real immediate kind of concern because it's not right at their doorstep. Suddenly, their front door will be thrown open, and there's going to be people standing there, come with us, boy. And that's going to be an extreme shock to their system. And I'm looking forward to that day simply because it's something that's way overdue.
Yes.
The individuals, though, you have to remember, years of brainwashing, and I'm talking generations, not just you know, one little kid leaving. I'm talking about five, six, eight, 10 generations. I'm talking about going back to the original oligarchs, the kings and queens, is where these ideals started. They feel that due to their blood lineage, they are immune. Just that alone. So you have to understand that this is an extreme psychological defect and will have to be addressed and if possible, fixed before you're going to, you know, get them to agree. You're not going to find these people agreeing easily with anything that doesn't impact them directly. And the same holds true of the people in general. If the toilet works, now you think about this, the toilet works, so the water's on. You got lights, and you can watch the ball game, and the beer's cold. What's to worry about? Well, this is the same stay on the couch idea that everybody seems to have. And yet, you know, when these things really start happening, a lot of these people are going to go, well, it's about time. Where do I join up? I'm looking forward to that. I want to see a large number. But you will still have these oligarchs. And they're not going to go real peaceful-like. They're going to be hollering and screaming, you can't touch me, get your scumbag hands off of me and the whole nine yards all the way to their cell. It's just a simple fact of some kind of an inbred idea that they don't have to answer for anything they do. Just that simple, nothing more than that, and that they are immune to anything that the lowlifes, the useless eaters, might try to put on them. Next.
Jolly good. Right, we're in the final minute. We probably want to have time for the music. You do your summing up, please, Drake.
All right. Everybody needs to do what Rick Light says. Come to the middle of the room. We all need to pull in the same direction. Get her done. Just like I have said before. Get her done. Okay.
Right. Yes. Thanks for that, Drake. We hope you all enjoyed the show. We will be back on Wednesday with Tanath, Sunfire, and Drake again. My name is Thomas Williams, and with that, I'm going to end the show. Good afternoon, and goodbye to all.
I'm sad to say,
time to go until we meet again along the road. Remember this on your journey home when you hear.